O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 118, verses 14 through 17, and 22 through 24. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Resurrecting by Chris Brown, Mac Brock, Matthews Ntele, Stephen Furtick, and Wade Joy. This acoustic arrangement finds triumph in the perfect melding of the lead vocalist's harmonies as they sing, "Your name is victory, all praise we'll raise to Christ our King." Later, driving guitar rhythms increase the intensity and the bridge builds with a powerful crescendo.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at His feet we bow.
The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the shines for all to see. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise.
Spirit, I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. The resurrected King is resurrecting me.
Soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days.
His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the grave. Our God has robbed the
Psalm 118, verses 14 through 17 and 22 through 24. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118 just oozes joy. It's filled with exclamations, and the joy is amplified by the distress that preceded it. My son Oliver is 4 years old, and there have been times when I've been surprised at his lack of enthusiasm about things or activities that I thought he'd be really excited about. Somewhat recently, we were in the car, and I told him that we were going to go someplace special for dinner. And it wasn't that special, but it was food out at a restaurant, and I thought he'd be excited. And I tried to be dramatic in my presentation of this news, but when I finally told him what was happening, he was happy, but not particularly enthusiastic. Because he's somewhat used to surprises like that. The boy has never been hungry a day in his life. He hasn't had much of anything withheld, and he hasn't yet known real distress. And so he experiences joy, but not quite to the depth of what we see here in Psalm 118. Here the psalmist sings a glad song of salvation because the Lord didn't simply rescue him. He rescued him from his distress. The Lord is his strength and his song, and he has become his salvation. And this is such a beautiful picture of how the Lord works. So often the times when we feel the nearest to the Lord are the times when we are in distress. God seems to do his best work in the most dire of circumstances. But not only that, ours is a God who takes what the world rejects and does marvelous things out of them. And of course, this is most clearly seen in the work of Jesus. Jesus was rejected by the religious elite, by government officials, by his own family. But the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And he became such by descending to a cross. We have true joy. We have resurrection hope because God does amazing things in the midst of distress. So are you feeling distressed, beaten down, rejected? Well, take heart, friend, because God can turn our mourning into dancing. So in the moments that follow, give the Lord your burdens, share your distress, so that he might share his glory. Thank you. close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. O you from whom to be turned is to fall, to whom to be turned is to rise, and in whom to stand is to abide forever. Grant us in all our duties your help, in all our perplexities your guidance, in all our dangers your protection, and in all our sorrows your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.